Ready?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that is good.
I can just record it again.
Yeah? Okay, let's begin. There's a few ha'aras I want to make before we go on to the last sif and then get to the topic of the birya. The first ha'ara I want to make here is just to point out that the drisha in the bottom of the tour pointed out that the, and he points out many times that the Beis Yosef, he points out that Beis Yosef writes many times that the tour only had the Torah Abayis HaKotzer. He did not have the Torah Abayis HaOruch. So a lot of times, sometimes the tour presents the Rashba with the Torah Abayis HaKotzer, but there's also the Torah Abayis HaOruch also that he did not have. So I wanted to note that regarding the Shita about if it's Nisid Rabbanan, can you be Mosif by Ein Mabat L'Nisid L'Chachivu. That was the first horror. Second horror is, I wanted to point out the Yad Avrom. There's a machloik is Yad Avrom and Yad Yehuda. When we talk about the din of Chozer V'Neor, the Yad Avrom says that we're discussing the added Isser that was added in is the same shame of the original Isser. But if it's a different shame, like for example, a treifa and a tmeim, you know, non-kosher, a treifa, which is the min is kosher, then you would not say chozer v'neir. Please get this very interesting machlekes. In order to say chozer v'neir, to be usher, the Yad Avrom says, got to be the same shame. And the Yad Yehuda in Sifkot Lamed Aleph argues and says, not that way, as long as it's the same taste. Even though the different shame is, you would still say chozer v'neir. I thought you could be maz with that machlokes based on what we learned yesterday with the Ramban and the Ritva by chozer v'neir. Is it a function of tam, or is it a function of, you know, the formal din? So if it's a function of tam, I mean, as long as the taste is the same, the Yad Yehuda says, you know what, that should trigger the din of chozer v'neir. The Yad Avrom says, no, it's a formal din, and if it's a formal din, it has to be the same shame isser in a sense in order to trigger the din of chozer v'neir. And if it's a different shame, it would not work. Perhaps at least the Yad Yehud is definitely going with the notion that it's a function of time. The Yad Avram, I don't necessarily have to plug into the other sheet because the other sheet has said you don't say chozer v'neir once you have the formal din of shishim. But at least he's talking, at least formalities, you need to have the same shame. That's the second horror I wanted to mention. Third horror, the Chochmas Odom in Klal Nun Aleph Sifchav Zayin says that Chozer V'Neor, whenever you say Chozer V'Neor, I want to just, this might have been a double pasha to you, but I didn't say it beferish, is that you have to mavatal both chatiches. Okay, you had, let's say, 60 to 1. I'm sorry, you had, let's say, 60 to 1, and then more issers added in, so it awakens the original isser. So now you need to mavata both chatichas, not just the second one. In other words, you don't say the first one was nullified, and then all you got to worry about is the second one that was added. It reawakens the first one, and now you got to what? You got to mavata both those chatichas. That's what the Chachmas Adam writes. So I just wanted to note that as well. Okay, number fourth ha'ara is that I thank you to Yehuda and Noah and Rabbi Konigsberg Shlita to point out the Acherin. In that daf of the, it's Memdalad Amar Aleph in the daf Arif in Chulin. It was Acherim. It was the Acherim, but it was a Tmim Dayim. We found the Beis Yosef quotes a Tmim Dayim. The Rabbi wrote the Tmim Dayim. I think it was Simon Zion in Sadi Beis Beis Yosef. So the Acherim is the Rabbi that you don't say Chanan by Lach Balach because it's Misarif together. You never make that pause. It all comes together. Memela, you're never able to have that pause in order to say Chanan. Okay, the fifth order I want to mention is the concept of Yediyas Chaveiro. Rabbi Kiveger here has a suffix that do we count Yediyas Chaveiro to trigger the din of Chanan? That's what Rabbi Kiveger has a suffix here. Is Yediyas Chaveiro considered Yediyah Bein Tayim Or do you need Davki Yediyas Baila? So I looked up the Yushalmi yesterday, Pirik Beis, Olch Aleph, and it happens to be talking about their Bittel. So you see that it's interesting that Rabbi Kivegar took the Yushalmi that's talking about Yediyah you need for Bittel, and he extrapolated that for that suffix in the Yushalmi will be a suffix regarding Yediyas by Hanan. Now, if you recall, we did mention when we were learning Kuf Tes, the Malbushe Srad, right? The Malbushe Srad was of the opinion of Vushe Srad in the Chiddush Yedinim in Sif Lamed Daled that you need Dafki Yediyas Bialim to trigger Bittel. And if you don't have Yediyas Bialim, even if your friend has Yediyah, it's not called Yediyah. Somehow he doesn't quote the Yushalmi, the Suffolk in the Yushalmi. He says, Beferish, you need Yediyas Bialim, but it's a Suffolk in the Yushalmi. And Rabbi Kivegar, who quotes the Yushalmi, which was talking about Bittel Taruvus, he applies it for Yediyah of Hanan. So that's the fifth horror I wanted to mention. Also want to mention, Lamaisa, interesting, what happens in a situation where there was onus? The Prichodesh in Sifkat Yud Beis talks about, we talked about the din of making a knas of shogat to maze it if you did a mevad l'nisul chachila. But what happens if you, and we said by nisud rabbanon b'diyevit bittul b'shoga is good, by nisud yiraisa, even bittul b'shoga would make a knas. What about bittul b'onis? Someone took a gun to your head, you're under duress. In that case, it's mutar ataruvis. Everyone agrees you don't make a knas atomezit. It's not shaykh to make the knas because onisu. So I think that goes well. I don't think it's a raya, but I think it goes well. Maybe, I don't know if it's a raya, but it goes well with the mahalach, famous mahalach, you know, two mahalachim in onis. Onis chumana patre, is it a maisa there with a pteronshin? Or is it a zero? So lamaisa, if it's a maisa there with a pteronshin, maybe you could have heard, maybe there still should be a knas, even though maybe you could think, Zachar, what I'm saying, say the knas is only when you do it maliciously. You know what I mean? But certainly, if it's not a maisa aveira, you hear chlor that what that you wouldn't make the knas. And that's a famous, you know, Rabbi Chanan quotes Rashi and Ksubas and Gimel and Aleph, Lanar Lasasa Dover, that a Rashi's quoting the Pasuk to tell me that an onus as if you didn't actually do it. Gemara has it in the Dorim. Lanar Lasasa Dover quotes the Pasuk, but Rashi, Lamaisa, the Gabayin Tainas Onus and Gittin has that. I heard from Rav Tursky Shlita once that a good raya for onus is a separate topic, but a good raya for onus being a maisa aver of teronchin, what's the first al-chait we say? Ba'onus ubaratzon. Isn't that, I thought that was a beautiful raya. Isn't that a raya that it's a maisa aver? Why else you're clapping al-chait? Okay, but nonetheless, let's get this beautiful raya. That's the, so let's get this, that's the pre-chodesh. Also, next horror, I don't remember what number we're up to, let's just get it. The Netziv has a very interesting pshat that I want to just point out on the Emek HaShiltas that Rav Shechter pointed out. Very, very interesting. And we should note it. When we get to the topic of the din of Dover Shishlo Matirin, this concept of Dover Shishlo Matirin, Rashi basically says in Bay and Gimel and Bay, it just says, why do you have to rely on ratios of Bittel? Why can't you just wait till Saturday night? Like the orange falls off the tree and goes into the other oranges, it's muksa. Just wait till Saturday night. Why do you have to go 999 to 1? That's how Rashi says, Pashin. Tavr shish lo matir nefilu be'alaf lo batal. Acha tochlanu b'isr, tochlanu b'heter. So the Netziv in the Shiltas Mem Zayin Os Aleph writes, basically, when we are making, when we can't rely on Bittul in a case of Dover Shishlo Matirin, that's because the person is making a decision, the Gavra, he wants to eat the Tarubas today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow you won't have to rely on Bittul. The Achlotas HaGavra, to eat the what? Tarubas? Is no worse than Bittul Isil Chakilu. You could put the categories together. Dover Shishlo Matirin, Eim Avatlan Isil Chakilu, you'll put them together. That's what the Shiltas writes out of Shechter Shlita wanted to say. So Lamaisa, he pointed out, Lamaisa, that if that's the case, you see that that's against the Rav's Chiddush. That's against the Rav's Chiddush. Because the Rav said that if you have the taruvah set up, remember we said, and there's just a tanai that's preventing you to do the chalos din bittul, then it's not a problem of a mevat l'nisul chachil. Remember we said that? If it's under the cloud of Savi Rabban Lakula, or you're going to mix them together, the two cups, the two pots. But here you see that the taruvah is lefanenu. You have the one orange at 999, and still he says what? A mevat l'nisul chachil. So even if what? Even if you're lacking what? You have the taruvah, you're just lacking one miniyah, you still will say it's a problem. Whereas according to the Rav, it shouldn't have been a problem. But that's what Rav Shechter wanted to point out. That's considered a bit to listen to Chachila. It's a beautiful horror. So the Rav's Chiddush is against the Nitziv. Let's get that. Eimek Hashela, Shiltas Mem Zayin Os Aleph. Interesting. It just calls to mind another time the Rav. I remember Rav Shechter Shlita told us that the Rav was Mechabed Rav Goren Zatzal to come give his shir. It was in the late 60s, the Six-Day War. And he said a shir about the Nitziv, Chiddush, that there's a klal of mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. You only say that in mitzvahs that are ksuvahs b'toyrah. So he said a whole beautiful mahalach on that, and then the Rav Shechter said, the Rav said the next day, he never heard of this Nitziv. He never heard of this Chiddush of the Nitziv. So Rav Shechter said, the Stipler quotes the Nitziv, all the Gedolei Achronim, the Rav said he never quoted. Just reminded me of the Rav Zatzal with Rav Goren Zatzal. But it's interesting, I mean, the Rav Zatzal with the Nitziv Zatzal. But this is the Chiddush that I wanted to point out. Okay, next Torah, let's just get this next Torah, and then we got to go weiter to the end of the last Sif. There is a stira in the tour. I want you to know that regarding this knas of Shogeg HaTomezin, okay? The Taz brings up the stira in the tour. The tour by us in Simon Sadi Tess is Mekel, Pasach like Rabbi Yosef of Shimon, that we're not Kone Shogeg HaTomezin. But in Kuf Yud, there is a din where the tour quotes that we do make a knas. We do make the knas, halacha lemaisa. So the Beis Yosef actually asks the kasha in the tour that the tour holds like Reb Shimon, Reb Yosef Shimon, that shogeg is mutter, and in Simon Kuf Yud paskin shogeg atameis is a problem. So what's the teretz? So the Poshup Shat that Taz says the following shtickle Torah, he wants to say that in our topic, Lamaisa, the reason why we're Mekel is when the Shaila came in front of us, the Heter's Toli Berab, Ribui. Do you have more Heter than Isser? So it could be when the Shaila came in front of us, maybe it was already Nisraba Heter al Isser. And he was Shosek, the guy who asked the Shaila. He doesn't say that it was Merabe B'Shoigig. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, Lamaisa. Could be that it was already Nisraba Heter al Isser. We don't know, did it happen after he found out or not? So we're Matarit. Because it's Efshar when it fell in, there was already Heter Rab al Isser. And you didn't even need to do a Ribui. So even though he was Megala to us, that it was Nisraba Acharkach, Lamaisa, it was Nisraba Acharkach, he's Neman Bezeh. It was Nisraba B'Shoigeg, he's Neman Bezeh. That it was Riva B'Shoigeg, because he has a Migud Iboy Shosik. If he would have been quiet, we still would have been Mekel. Because maybe when it fell in, there was a Ribui. Now that he opened up his mouth and he said that it was Nisraba B'Shoigeg, we say he's Neman because he's a Migud Iboy Shosik. You know what a Migud is? That he could have been quiet, right? So since he has a Migud, he could have been quiet, it's good. It's a big machloikis. Reb Yitzchak Flexer, the great Goyin, the Shari Yitzchak, has a whole shtickle term. Machloikis Rashi tells us, is Migud Iboy Shosik like a regular Migud or is it not? Is it more powerful? Okay, that's an interesting machloikis. Peshosik, Peshitter is the same thing as a Migud. So that's our Simon Sadi test. What's Simon Kuf Yud talking about? Simon Kuf Yud is talking about in Siv Zion where there was a mixture or something fell in there that's a Dabar Shish L'Matirin, let's say, or something that's not bottled. And then one of the things fell into the Yam. So can you say that like orange fell into the Yam? The orange that fell off the tree. We don't know which one fell in the Yam. So there's rules and regulations about it. When we get to it, Bli Neder, hopefully we'll get to it. There's a Heter that you're able to eat two and two. Whatever the case is, we don't assume that the one that fell in is considered to be the orange, even though he might say to us that it is. Because in that case, in Kuf Yud Ziv Zayin, the Taruvus is Lefanenu, and we aser it, because he wants the matter al piyaz edus that one fell into the yam. That we can't believe in there. That we cannot believe in there. Ma'aminin lo einanu ma'aminin lahakil iser mevur al piyay duso. His shtika wouldn't have been matter it. It's because we would have a taruvus in front of us. We don't know what fell in. Lamaisa, we don't know if anything fell in. He's the one who tells us that. So that al koponim is not neman, because if he would have been shasik, Lamaisa, we would have been machmer. Here the shtika matters it, memele is amigri by shasik. That's what the Taz writes here in Sifkat and Ches. And that's Lamaisa, what I wanted to bring out. Okay, so those are the horrors. I don't know how many there were, six or seven, right? What did you say in the tunnel? Six. Okay, very good. And now we got to get the last sif. Yeah, go ahead, Yaakov, real quick. But you don't. But Eirach is not Nema Bisser against a Chazaka, right? You need a Chazaka. Against a Chazaka, you're not Nema. It's Chazik Isser. This is Chazik Isser Pashup Shot, right? I think so. So you have to get out of that. Is it Biyado? You know, Migu's like Biyado. So that's how Biyado works. Rashi is Biyado Lasakin. So Rosh says in the fifth Pirik of Gittin in Zakin, it's a Migu. That's basically what the Pshat is. Okay. All right. Let's move on now to the last sif. This last sif is repeated in Kufchav Beis as well. Lamaisa, so let's read it inside the din in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Sadi tes sif zayin, guys. Let's go. Im nivlis or mu'ad lesoch kli basar. Okay? You have an isr mu'ad that is mixed in letoch kli basar. Im darka shalosa kli yishtamish bo b'shefa heter mutl yishtamish bo l'chachilu. In other words, you have a fleshetik apat, the iser fell in. Now I want to note this, the pre-Torah says it's only blias iser in the kli. If it's an iser ben, even iser mashu, eim avatlan oso l'chachilu, even it's mufkum. So he says if the derech of the kli is to use it a lot, mutl yishtamish bo l'chachilu kevich iser mu'at, So the Isra is so small, we have Shalavoli didn't see this time. Fika Isra Mashu Nivlu Bekidera, or Besoch Kankanim, Kiyotzim Mutli Shtamishu Lechachila, Filu Ben Yomo, Lefi Shiev Shalavoli didn't see this time. Avoy Nivlu Bekli, but if it's Nivlu Bekli, Shadarko Li Shtamish, Li Eatim, Bidover Muat, Kikara like a plate, you don't put so much food on a plate. Kiyotzim Ba, or something similar, Asli Shtamish, Afil Beshefa. Even if you put, thank you very much. Thank you, Zaki. Even if you use, if I could just borrow that for a sec, and I'll give it back to you, because I want to see Kuchot Beis. Even if it's usher to use it, even if you pile your plate with tons of food, usher yishtamish afil b'shefa, gzeira shema yishtamish ba b'da remuah b'yavalid in yishtam. I'm afraid that what? That you won't pile your stuff with a lot of food, and l'maisa, it's going to come to the sinis tam. Okay, so this is a very interesting din. Thank you, Zaki. Kufa Beisif. Hey, he repeats it here, and this is based on the Beis Yosef in the end of the Siman. In the end of the Siman, b'shem who? Shem the Rivash, b'shem the Raiden. What is he saying? Kufa Beis Siv Gimel. He says like this. He says. Actually, it's Sif Hey. Isser Muat Shenivla Bekli Shadarka Shol Yishtamish Bo Beheter Muat Bechdei Shiten Zeh Tam Beheter Kedei Yishtamish Bo Kamo Kedei Regedol Vachavis Kiyotzman Har Zeh Mutter Li Yishtamish Bo, because you use it with a lot of stuff like Achila Ava Bishu Ben Yomo Fishiyev Shal Ulin In Sinas Tam Ava Inu Kli Shem Yishtamish Bo Bedover Muat Kamo Kaira Kiyotzah Bo Asli Yishtamish Bo Shem Avad Lissel Chachila. He speaks out the din there. Fil Isser Muat Afil Isser Abalua. That's what I wanted to say, because he doesn't actually say him about Nisun Chachila here. Thank you, Zaki. Okay, thank you very much. So that's, he speaks it out, but Ferris turn Kuchav Bey Sif Gimel. Thank you. So this is the Chiddush of the Mechaber. Now, many, do we hold like this? So many poskim are cholik on this. Many poskim are cholik on this. Halacha l'maisim. Okay? The shach here, and I'm sorry, the shach there, in Kufcha Beisivkan Gimel, writes that the Ra'ah and the Tur are cholik on this din. So too the Bach is cholik, and so too the Chachmas Adam. In Klal Nun Beisivyut, all the Achronim are cholik on this din. Okay? They're cholik on this halacha. The Taz in Sifkan Tes is only makel if it's a davershu pogum, that it's been, you know, niflat, it's an iser pogum that's niflat ma'at bekelim shemishtam shom b'shefa. So it's either pogum that's it's over a day, it's not a ben yomo, or it's something detergent is in it. But if it's eno pogum, it's usser. If it's eno pogum, it's usser to use, even though it's a derech to use it. It's a big pot because you make a gzera atol shemishish. I'm afraid maybe only use the pot with a little bit of food. And even if it's not a ben yomo, they're machmer. Now, b'di'evid, if you cooked it even with a ben yomo, it's mutter. So b'di'evid, we should note this din. B'di'evid, it's certainly good. The Kavachayim says, Lomai said, b'di'evid is considered to be good. The Kavachayim says, Acharei shehevi aposkim shecholkem al machaber kasu shemidas haramah b'toris chatas klal pehei din yirches nir shemaskim lepsak ha-machaber. So it seems like the Kavachayim, after you quotes all the posts from Cholek and the Mechaber, he writes that it's from the Ramah and the Mechaber, they seem to what say it's okay. And therefore the Ramah is not Cholek on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Pri Chodesh agrees with the Psak and the Mechaber, also the Das and Mata Yonison. So it comes out, it is a Machloikis, and certainly B'di'evit we can say that it's good. L'chachila no, but B'di'evit it's considered to be good. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Very good. Also, Lamaisa, let's point out B'makom Adachak. Let's get this guy's more the Fum Tzaragra in the Tainis Lamaisa. The more work you put in, the more the Schar of the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. I always say that like Abba Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara has in Yuma and in Rosh Hashanah, if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, Hashem treats as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. In the Mishnah Berurah Masber, what's easier to do, eat or fast? Eat, yes? But Hashem treats as if you fasted, so you get that much more reward. So lamaisin, any din lamaisin, any mitzvah you do, the more effort, the more amelis, the more rigor, the more schar. We don't do it for the schar though, but that's the base level, okay? Right, that's what Chaim Volozhiner writes, right, the Nefesh HaChaim. Li'oilu! Adam Yasek Terem Mitzvah Shem Toch L'Shalol L'Shmo Mo L'Shmo 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 L'Shmo. No one can go from zero to two. You can't go from nothing to Terem L'Shmo Mitzvah L'Shmo. It's a gradual process from Shalol L'Shmo to L'Shmo. That's the Diyuk, he says, L'Shmo. Okay, so B'makom Adchak, let's say a Kli Cheres, you can't do Hagala. So you had an Isser Mu'at fall in there. A big clay pot, beautiful china pot. I got a little Isser falls in, this pot, Lamaisa, I want to use it. I can't do Agalan, what do I do? So there's always going to be Shishim, there's Makom Lahaka Lishtamishba after Meis Leis. Even Lechachila, maybe after Leis Leis, we can envision that it would be Mekel, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Yeah, Shasachak Kedievit Dami. Very good, Lamaisa. I mean, you're saying, okay, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do it? Yeah, Shasat Chak in this situation is Kedievit Dami. That's why you wait Meis Leis. You wait Meis Leis. So in that sense, we're really, you know, it's not really, you know, Kedievit Dami, but the Kedaris of Chiret, since you have no Takana Bahagola, it's Kedievit. So maybe you could rely on the Psak and the Machaber to be Mekel. Allah Chalamaisa. And also the Yad Avram says that the Isser's Pogum, the Taz is Moda to be Mekel. And therefore, if the bli and the kedera is a mashu, it's mutter to cook after meis leis, even lechachila, because it's tartel tevusa. It's a mashu, and it's also nosatam lefgam, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Mem Tes. So, again, Nachamo, please get this, guys. In other words, if this is his pogum, the taz would be motive in mekel, because the kedera is in the bli is a mashu, plus it's a begam. The Prima Godim, however, in the Sifte Das Sifkon Chav Gimel Paskins, even if it's a Kedera Shein Ben Yomo, and it's an Isser Muat, it's also Lishtamesh Bal Lechachila. Maybe that was what he's driving at, Lamaisa, in the tunnel. And the Yad Yehuda says the same thing. But if it's impossible to be do agala, and it's an Eino Ben Yomo, yesh makom lahatir. Okay, especially if it's an Issud Rabbanon, the Prima Gun says in Mishpat Ozav Sikon Tet Vov. So that's this Siv, an interesting manifestation of Eim Avad L'Nisil Chachi. Let's get it, guys. We got to try to get everything Halach L'mais. Okay. So we finished Sadi Tes. Okay? May a Kiddush. Not today. Can't make a Kiddush today, but another day. All right? Not after the 3 weeks. We make a big Kiddush, so we've got to keep Vaitan. Let's go Vaitan. So we get to the topic now of Birya. Okay? That's in Simon Kuv. Let's begin. Birya, the Hainu Kegon Amala, Mechaber writes, like a bug, a Ov Tomei, Vigira Nosha, Vivimanachai, Ubeyashish, Beafroach, Kyotzma, Fiu Belflo Bottle. Veinla din Breir, Veinla din Birya, Elim Kenu Dovershai about Chias. Afuki Chita Acha Shalisser, Vigin Sar Shay Dover, Awesome, Mitchilas, Brias, Alfiki of Tar, Shinistabo, Vishura Nisko, Vigin Sar Shay Dover Sholem, Shimichalik and Shmo Olof. Fuke chaylev, chen sarach shei sholem. Ramov, ikra gid enu ela ala kath bilvav, u kirochev arba etzbos, u msholem ikra birya. So here we have this topic that says if you have, let's say, a chulent, that is a concept of birya, it says birya lo bottle. So birya lo bottle. The birya is not considered to be bottle. No matter how much you have. So this din, according to Rov Rishonim, is a din drabonim. Okay? The Taz points us out in Sifkat and Aleph that birya lo batel is no doubt a din drabonim. Okay? There is a collector's item, shita, that I wanted you to see in Taisim Bav Metzia and Vavam Beis, Kofetz Kulin. We actually mentioned that Taisim the first day of this man, where Tysus asks, Kofetz Kulin, you have the behema that is counted, that jumps in back into the pen, like I have a Meister behema. So it says, Kulin, Turin, so Tysus says, you got all these behemas, and one that was counted. Most behemas weren't counted. Nulabaisim. So Tysus in Bab Mitzia asks the Kasha, and he points out, he says, why don't you say Birya? An animal, live animal is alive. It's a creature. Right? Ain lecha creature gedolim izu. You got this huge steer or whatever it is. So he says, why don't you say birya lo batel? Let's read the lashon of Taisus inside. Taisus says, kovetz kulim p'turin tamei lo batel beruba. He says, why don't you say it's batel berov? And then at the end of the Taisus, he points out, Ubirya nami lohave kideprishis b'chulin. It's also not a birya. So we have to get back to what exactly that means. But what are you talking about, Lamaisa? He's trying to say the reason why it's not batel berov is because maybe it's birya. And then he says, not a birya. What are you bringing up birya for? This is a din d'oraisa. So you see from Tosis, that's why I say it's a collector's item, that according to Tosis and Bamatzia, birya lo batel is a din d'oraisa. That's a collector's item, like I said. I don't know how many times I've said that phrase already, but whatever it is, birya lo batel, Taisus has that it's no batel on a level D right. And we don't accept that Taisus, but you should know it. There is a similar Taisus, I don't know if I gave it to you, I think I did in the Marmakoimis. There's a similar Taisus in Me'ilah on Dafkov Beis that's not talking about birya, he's talking about Dabar Chashiv. And he says that a Dabar Chashiv is not batel. Taisus in Me'ilah has that on Dafkov Beis, a Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. It's a similar concept where you're getting to all these dinim derabanan, but Lamaisa, I call them dinim derabanan, but the Taisus says over there in Me'ilah that also it's considered to be, it's also considered to be, it's on Chafal from the base. The Gemara says, we say that Prutos or Hektish gets mixed into all the other ones. Taisus says, why don't you say Bitol Barov? Labatai v'Prut Hektish Enafla. So Taisus says, Inami matbeya chashiv v'lo batel. And that's on a level of the Arisa. That's talking about Mila. So that's a good to keep in mind the Taisim Bab Mitzia Bab Beis, the Taisim Me'ilah, Chafal from the Beis, Lamaisa, that also is a collector's item. That Dabar Chashiv v'lo batel min ha'ter. But as I said, we don't accept this. Ladina. Yes, Natano.
Tosos mentions other things that are derivative. They're also. Saying that Tosos, you can Tosos in Bab Mitzia. mentions
this first line. Yeah. When we get back to those topics, very good. But let's focus on, you're right. He doesn't mention Dover.
Because he mentions
Dover Bonner. Oh, he mentions Biri over there, and he mentions Dover Shebeminion, he says is Dover Bonner.
Right, so I'm just saying.
Kavu is the rice. The only thing he mentions over there is Biri, if I'm not mistaken. In Bob Mitzi, I think. You know, he mentions other topics, but the one that he's saying that we always think is the Rabbanon is Biria.
Right, so the deal is that he didn't say that Biria is only the Rabbanon.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he only said it by Dover Chashev. Exactly. And he's challenging that, absolutely. But you should know that, Tyson Miula, as well. Okay. Now, I want to just make it very clear. Let's try to get it. This Chiluk, Lamaisa, the Pesachei Teshuva in Sifkat Na'alef here has a discussion whether Dover Chashev and Abot is Minatar Midr Rabbanon. But as I said, the Shach and Taz, La Halacha say it's Midr Rabbanon. And if you have a Suffolk, guys, whether something's a Birya or not, we'll apply the principle of Suffolk the Rabbanon Lekula. No doubt. Okay? Because the whole Din of Birya Lo Batal is a what? Is a Din the Rabbanon. So if you have a Suffolk whether something's a Birya, then of course you'll say Suffolk the Rabbanon Lekula. But what I want to note to you is that if something is a Vadai Birya, or it's from one of the dinim that Natana mentioned that are not batal afilu be'alif, and the iser is a safek, right? And the iser is a safek, and that you'll say afilu be'alif lo batal, like the din. We're not going to get to it today, but bayim of the safek treifa. We'll see if we get to it today, but bayim of a safek treifa lamaisa, those you'll be machmeran. That's what the shach has in kuf beis. He has a very big tine on the bach. In Simon Kuf Beis Sif Aleph, he has a very big tain on the Bach, that the Bach wants to be makel on a certain case that an egg that was from a treifa got mixed in, and it was a situation of Nol de Biyomtif, and it got mixed in, and it was a Bein Shlema, Bein Trufa, and it was a suffik whether it was Nol de Biyomtif. You're not sure, so the Bach says maybe you could be makel based on Beis treifa. The Shach says, what? Beis treif is a suffik iser. That doesn't fall into Dover Shish L'matir. It's not going to be mutter. So that's why it's Balta B'shishim. But this case, for sure, he's cholekan. This case, for sure, he's cholekan. You have to be machmer. So let's lemaisa make sure that we get that. If you have a suffik, whether it's a birya or not, you say something about lekula. But if you know it's a vadai birya, then lemaisa, and you have a suffik iser, then you would say afilu be'alif lo batal. Okay. That's what the... That's what's very important. Now, this leads us to the following, okay? It's very important to note the sugyas that we have, and then from the different sugyas to collect the rules and regulations of what you need for a birya, okay? So let's begin here. I gave you the sugya here. There's two sugyas in Chulin here on this. The first day of the Yizman, we actually left alone the answer, and that was a Gidanosha that was cooked in the other sinews, a lot of sinews, and the Gidanosha was cooked in it. That's the Mishnah here on Sadi Vavam at Aleph, right? It got cooked with other Gidim on Sadi Vav Amud Beis, rather. Apologize. Sadi Vav Amud Beis got cooked. If it's Makiro, then just remove it in Spinoz and Tam. And if you don't recognize it, it's all Osir. And then if you have the Rotev, then it depends Spinoz and Tam. So Frek the Gemara, well, I don't understand. That's the mission Sadi Vavim Beis. Gemara says in Sadi Tesim Beis, let it be Balta Barov. The Gid Anosha that's bad is cooked with the other sinews. Why should it be Osir? Let it be permitted in the what? Nullified in the majority of the permitted sinews. Bir Yashini. There it is. Bir Yashini. The Afilu Be'alif Lo Batal. The creature's different, right? So it's not really a creature, but it's birya shiny. Okay. So since birya is afilu be'alif is lo batal. So that's the first sugya that we find of the din of birya. Now, the Ran here collects from the different places in Shas the different conditions we need for birya. Let's get them. Number one. It has to be usher from its very inception. For example, a gidanasha, what would be the exclusion of a kosher bird that became a nevela? Became a nevela later in its life when it died. That's number one. Number two, It must have or have had life, like an insect. Or the giranasha. It was an organ. The giranasha is like an organ. I don't know if it's an organ or whatever. It's a sinew. To the exclusion of a wheat kernel. Right? That's the sugyan makas that I gave you. Machlokes between who? Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Excellent. Machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Kama yochol min hatevel. Excellent title. The Mishnah there on Daf Yud Gimel says, the beginning of Elohein Alokin, how much do you have to eat from a tevel to get malchus or boim? Of course, there was asra. So zok the sugya. And Daf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph, Kama yochol min hatevel, Yechai Reb Shimon kol shu chomerim kezayis. Amalim Reb Shimon, Yatam odim li beochol namala, kol shu shu chayiv, don't you, if you eat a bug, aren't you chayiv? Amru lom neshiv kibriyasa, that's lie. Amalim afchit achas kibriyasa. He says also, a wheat kernel has lamaisa briyasa. So the Gemara picks up on Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, and his mazbir, you have to have a neshama. Rabban and Briyas neshama chashuva. Chita lo chashuva. So it has to be a Brias Neshama. Chita doesn't have a Brias Neshama, the Gemara says. Yeah, go ahead real quick, the Tano.
It has to be alive. Why can't you just learn the Gemara that has to be Chashim? Things that are alive are Chashim.
But it has to be, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara, the Pshat, it's possible to say, but I'm just saying, it's not. That's not Pshat. The Pshat is that it's a Namal as opposed to Chita. That was what they responded. They say, Rabbanu Brias Neshama Chashuva. Chita lo chashuva. Saying, it's, I'll be sorry, you could have said like that. The Gemara is saying, the davka not that way. Okay? Are you saying good? But that's the chiddush. That's good for what they're saying. So, memela, zakhtaran, number two condition. What's number two condition that it's a birya? Says the Ran, it had to what? Have a life. An insect or a giranasha. To the exclusion of a wheat kernel. Okay? Number three. What's number three? It must be whole. Must be whole. Right? The Ran says it must be whole. If it's not b'makom echad, it's not a bria. It's scattered all over. It's got to be whole. It's cut up. Can't be chopped up. Okay? Those are three conditions the Ran gives right here to be a bria. Number one, it has to be what? Usher from its inception. Number two, it has to have had a life. And number three, it has to be whole and not excluded. Says the Mechaber, adds on, we just read it, that it must be something that loses its name when it's subdivided. For example, the Gidanasha, whose parts are called what? Pieces of Gidanasha. Chatiches. It's not called the Gidanasha once it's cut up. It's called Chatiches of a Gidanasha. After they're subdivided. In contrast to what? Chalev. Pieces of chalev are always called chalev, whether it's whole or subdivided. So basically, Lamaisa, you have, and this is what brings us to the second sugya in Chulin. We covered the Gemara Chulin and Afkuf with the Gemara Makas Yehuda. Now we go back to what? To Sadi Vavam and Beis. Right? What does it say in Sadi Vavam and Beis? Based on the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Right? The Mishnah has this machloikis in Chulin. Okay? It has this machloikis in Chulin. I'm sorry, on Sadi Vavam et Aleph in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says that according to the Tanakama, you must remove the whole Gidanasha. According to Reb Yehuda, what do you have to do? What do you mean you have to remove the whole Gidanasha? That's Reb Meir's mentioned on Sadi Beis and Beis. You got to dig in. You got to dig in. Mechotate. Isn't that the Lashon of Gemara on Sadi Beis and Beis? That's Reb Meir. You got to dig in. It's embedded there. Dig it all out. Reb Yehuda says you don't have to. All you have to do is mitzvahs netila. You have to do the deraisa, remove it, and that's it. There's no added din to Rabban. Machlokes Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. Then the Mishnah says, Ochel migidanasha b'kezayis is sofik arboim. Ochel v'emel kezayis, chayiv. Ochel mizeh mizeh kezayis, from the left to right one, sofik shmonim. Reb Yehuda omer ena sofik el arboim. Because Reb Yehuda holds, you're only chayiv l'maisa for the right one, not the left one. Okay? So you have this big machlokes about in the sugya. So what pertains to us is the Gemara here on the bottom of Sadi Vavam now. So let's get this clear to Makairis. Sarivobim beis Mishnu with Daf Kufta Gemara. Second marker in Chulin is what? Is Sarivobim Ralph running under what? The Sarivobim Ralph, the Mishnah, Sarivobim Ralph running under Sarivobim beis. Ocham we get an Ashram Rishmul, also tell us Akaf Bilvat. Shema Akaf Ayerach. I'm a Republican tonight. Shmuel's din is a machlis to know. Ochlu ben milka zayis. Chayiv. Reb Yudah omein achi milka zayis. By time of the Rabbanan, bir yehi. It's a bir yeh. What does Reb Yudah know? Reb Yudah achila ksiv bei. You need a kazayis. Rabbanan hi achila dis bei arba v'chamisha zesim. There's four or five gazesim. Get nosh ochol chal kazayis mechayiv. Reb Yudah me'asher akaf yorech nafka. L'maisim. He holds you're not yechayev l'maisa for eating even though you didn't eat the whole thing. A kaf yerach. Rabbanan will be l'shmul asa to l'shmul a kaf yerach. So you see beferish l'maisa. You have this second introduction chulin to the concept of birya, and you're going to be chayev and birya. There's a whole question l'maisa. Did Reb Meir? There's a whole question l'maisa. Did Reb Meir say? Do we say Reb Meir holds midrabbanan? That you have to what? You have to remove the entire Gita, length of the Gita Nasha. So that means the Tanakhama here is not Reb Meir. That's what you have to say. But the bottom line is, what emerges here is, for our purposes, is a machlekes whether you're chayiv the Gita Nasha if it doesn't contain a kezayis. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah and the Brisa hold that you're chayiv, and Reb Yudah holds not that way. So we have this concept that comes up Lamaisa of in the Birya as well regarding this din. Okay, now if we take this a step further, I want to just note to you, and this is the way we paskin, that Birya, bless you, afilu be'alif lo batal. You know, I say bless you Lamaisa. The Gemara says in the brachas, you're not supposed to say asusim b'glal bitul beis medrash, but the tasa, that's only by a guy that's never mvatal anything. He's never vatal anything. So he says, Lamais, if you don't say asusa, you're a Baal Gaiva, you're Mexicayura, because it shows, oh, I don't say asusa because you're learning every second. So Lamais, I sometimes vatal. So Lamais, you say, he bless you. Okay? Okay. I want you to get this din. Birya filu belaflo batal. We paskin like this. Are there any Rishonim that say there is bitl babirya? Yes. You'll look it up in the Beis Yosef and Sif Dal when you get to it tomorrow, or today maybe even. The Rash and the Rashba have a Mishnah in Trumas, Pirik Yud Mishnah Ches, based on the Yerushalmi. It's amazing. That 1 in 9, yeah, so 16 times 6 is 9, Torah Mater, right? 16 times 6 is 960. So Lamaisa, he wants to say by Nisri D'Raisa, as long as you have, because they want to say by Tzir, which is a Tzir, grave in Nisri D'Rabban, is Baklan 16. So by Nisri D'Raisa, 16 times 60, they came up 960. Amazing. The Rash and the Rashba have the Shita. And it's like the Tanakhama, that Mishnah over there. Okay. The Yesh Omrim, the Ran quotes here in Chulin, says that it's bottle in 1,000. It's bottle tak in 1,000. Like the Shita of Yosef Rabun, because there's a story over there. They brought a mouse, Chad L'Elef. So he says that it's bottle in 1,000. We don't paskin like those two Shitas, but I want you to know them. Okay. 1 in 960 or 1 in 1,000. We accept neither of them. And we say in Shulchan Aruch, like Rov Rishonim, the Rif, the Ramam, Tais, the Rosh, the Ran, Yisav Heter, Birialo, Batela Li Olam. I, the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi, it's talking about time of a dog Tameh, or time of an Achbar, not the actual Birya itself. No way. Not talking about the Birya itself. In fact, the Rosh's Achbar was a shame muckle. The city was called Mouse. It's interesting, Rashi and Avodah Zarah and the Kailo, Jake, Ben is not here, Lamaisa. No, Rashi, how did Rashi touch Achbara? You remember, Jake? He said squirrel. Interesting, he says squirrel. Rashi says, I think it was on the case with the mouse. Rashi touches squirrel, Lamaisa. Okay, interesting. Whatever it is, the Rosh says Achbara here doesn't mean a mouse or squirrel. It means a shame makom. Okay. It means a shame makom. And Lamaisa, we weren't talking about the chefs of the Akbar. Let's note those shitas, that there are shitas like that. But we hold, like the Tysus, like the Rosh, that afil belf li oilum. Elif is just in the Rif, and the Rambam, Tysus, the Rosh, the Rani, Sarvetra, it's biri lo batal li oilum. Okay. So, Memela, let's take this a step further, Lamaisa, where this concept came from, where did this concept come from? Al pisvarin lomdis of birya lobata. So, this last condition that we mentioned, it wasn't the last one, but yeah, I think it was the last one, that we mentioned that if it gets subdivided, it loses its name, it's no longer a birya. And that was Tosus and Sadivav and Ralf de Ramasko, my time of that bottom Tosus I wanted you to see, with the Rosh and Chul and Simon Lama Gilachurit Sarachiyun. A Chatichas Nevela is called a Nevela. Chatichas Gidanasha, Lamaisa, is not called Gidanasha. Where did that come from? You know, where did that come from? You call a Gidanasha, Chatichas Gidanasha. So the Rosh says Nevela is not a shame etzim. What does that mean, it's not a shem etzem? You see that lush in the rush? Shem etzem means a noun. Nevela is a state, guys. It's a state. I don't know, maybe that also is a noun, but you know what I'm saying. Alive or dead, it's a state. It's not a noun. And the Rav said, the Hesber for this is, as the Taz, in Sifkar now says the Ikur Chumra Birya Lo Batela is a Afil Belt is a Harchava of the Chumra Linin Malkus. Since Minatera Birya has Chashivas Linin Malkus, they are Loka Alachilasa, even if it's less than a Kazayas. So who would denami the Shumachi Chmiru Barabanan, kind of like a Kandi Raisa, to say that as Chashivas even Linin Bitl Taruvis. And the Birya is Chamra Tvei Mishari Surim Linin Malkus. And because Isser Biri is different than all other Isserim in its getter. Now in Chassidus, and I don't mean this is a joke, Rachmana Litzlan. In Chassidus, I don't know much about Chassidus, but there's a notion of Chomer and Surah. Maral has a lot like that. We actually have the Maral up there. We've had Shurim on Maral. We went through Tiferes. I can't say I'm a bucky in it. I'm far from a bucky. I probably would not do well on a Bechina on it. We have all the Sifri Maral. He talks a lot about in his writings about Surah and Chomer. It's interesting, the Rav Zatzal didn't quote from the Maral much. Okay? But you know, the Maral has his own system. You know, one of the Mashkiach in Shalbim is probably the biggest Baki, who was the Mashkiach, Rav Tzuriel Shlita, the great Gaon. He was probably the biggest Baki in the world in Maral. He wrote a whole, Maral Makaimis, where you can find everything in the Sifri Maral. And we heard many Shirim from him when I was in Shalbim. So, he has a lot about the notion of Chomer and Surah. So the Rav actually uses these two phrases here regarding Birya. What does he mean? He says, Shari Surim, like Nevela, could go Nevela or Isurei Chomer. Their Isra is the material. However, Birya is an Isra Tzurah, is an Isra of form. And therefore, there's a Chiluk in the Shirim Legabi Makos. By an Isra Chomer of material, what's the Shir? The classical Shir of a Kazayas. That's a shear on the material. And if you eat them, because I of that material, you're Chayav Malkus. But Isser Tzura, the shear Lamaisa of the Chayav Malkus is the Isser what? If you eat the Tzura. So Lamaisa, that's exactly what Tyson and Rush are driving at. When they say Gita Nash is considered a Birya, because if you cut it up, the name does not remain, it's called pieces, is because the Gita Nash is not. The Isser is not the material. The Isser is the Tzura. The Tzura, the form of a sinew, of a Gita Nasha, is what the Torah says Yechayav Malkus on, even though it's not a Kezayis. And therefore, the Rabbanu were Machmir, even Linin Bittel. Since it has a Dover Chashav Mitzad Etzim the Tzura Legabi Malkus, who would deny Legabi Bittel? And how do you see that anytime that Tzura is changed? It no longer has it thin anymore. Once you cut it up, it's not the same tzura. However, when it comes to nevela, or for example, what is another example in the Machaber? Shor Anisko. Shor Anisko is a shor that killed someone, right? It's a Shor Anisko. The Shor Anisko Lamaisa, the nevela Shor Anisko, the Isser is the chomer, the material. The basar nevela, the basar or Shor Anisko. The basar nevela, the basar Shor Anisko. It's the material. And even if you cut up a Shor Nevela, Shor Nisko retains its name, still called Basar Nevela. It's a Basar. Memela, there's no Cheshivas to the Nevela. and to the shor niskel mitzad atzman vis-a-vis malchus. It's mitzad the fact that they're busser. Therefore, there's no model for the rabbanon to be machmer and say, oh, it shouldn't work in bittul. That's the way the Rav wants to say the pshat. It's a beautiful vor. It's very conceptual if you think about it. An iser of tzura lamaisa is unique, and that's what the Giran Nosh is. It may lend itself to the Nibiria. An iser of chomer doesn't lend itself to the concept of what? To the concept of Biria. And therefore, lamaisa, that's why the Hezber comes up in this din, halacha lamaisa. Now, it's interesting that the din birya, according to this, is tully and hagdarish shem isser in the Torah. It's tully and hagdarish shem isser in the Torah. So the ish nevela is what? Is on the basr nevela. It's not on the tsuris of behema that became a nevela. It's on the basr. When you cut it up, or when it's whole, it's the same basr. Memela, there's no din birya. However, there is a Rambam. Which I want you to get in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel and Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuras. The Rambam writes that if you eat a tzipor, if you eat a tzipor b'chayeha, if you eat a tzipor, you eat a tzipor while it's alive, the Gemara has in Chulin and Kuf Beis, right in front of me. The Gemara says in Chulin Kuf Beis, if you eat a tzipor b'chayeha, is your chayiv. Why your chayiv? So Rashi says, Avri min achay, Kuf Beis min Beis. However, the Rambam writes in Chaz Machalas Usberek Dao Lach HaGimel, he says, Ina ochel of tor achay, sholem, your chayiv mishum nevela. The Magen Mishnah points out that your chayiv akol shum mishum nevela. Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam. V'iti tzipur b'chayeha, are you chayiv evi min achai? Or are you chayiv because of what? Nevel. So Reb Chaim says, on this Rambam, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel Chuzmach Lasuris, Reb Chaim says, we're talking about a case where the tzipur is a nevel mechaim. There is a concept called the nevel mechaim. I want you to get this. Rambam's mechadish this in the Cheshchita Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Tes. What's the case? The Rambam says if you have a behemoth that was thigh was removed, or a chalalima, until it's mamish lacking when it crouches down. So it's a nevela michayim. So you have a hole. Let's say you have a hole in the windpipe, in the corner of the veshit. The Rambam coins this phrase nevela michayim. Okay, I want you to get it. Now nevela michayim is the shechita will not work. That means that normally when you shecht an animal. Right? There's no tumah on it. A nevela produces tumah. Now, a nevela mechayim, even though the Shach asks on the Rambam in Siman Lamed Gimel in Yordaya, but a nevela mechayim has no tumah. Can't have tumah come from a live thing. Nevela only when it's dead. But the Rambam has this phrase, nevela mechayim. I was always bothered by what's a nevela mechayim and what's a trefa? It's a good kasha. The only answer I have in the time, I have to look around because the Rambam is the only one who has the shita. Is that something that's really, really very deathly or very immediate that it's going to die? That's called an nevela mechayim. Something has a treif that the animal's going to live a little bit longer, but eventually will die. That's called a treif in mechayim. On nevela mechayim, it's really bad. That's the only thing I can think of the difference. We've got to think about it more. But nonetheless, for our purposes, Reb Chaim says that's what the Rambam's talking about this case in the Gemara, that tzipor was a nevela mechayim and you ate it. So that's why your chayim mishum nevela. Now, why does this cause a problem? Why does this cause a problem, guys? Why does this cause a problem? Because, you tell me, why does this cause a problem? Rashi said it was Avrim and Achai. But we had said Nevela all along was something that's not a Birya. Now the Rambam's saying that there's a Din Birya here. By Nevela, no. He's saying there's a Din Birya. By Nevela, it got to be Nevelas of Tahar. Like I be an avelus of tar. So you have to say, Lamaisa, that the Isher Nevelus of tar, at least the Nevela Michayim, was never on Achila Tsuris of tar. Because again, Biri is always on what? The Isher Tsura, the form. So So I'm saying eating an Oph Tahar while it's alive, Lamaisa, that Nevela Mechaim, that type of Isser, even though classical Nevela, when it's dead, is an Isser of Chomer, this you'll have to say is an Isser of Tzura. Okay? This you'll have to say is an Isser of Tzura. That's what you're going to have to say. Yes, Yaakov. The Rambam says in the Pirak Dalet Halacha Gimel Machalas Asuras. Okay, let me read you the Lashon. Pirak Dalet Halacha Gimel. Ha'ochel Ov Tor Chai Kolshu Loike Mishum Oichel Nevele Vavu Mishim Okezayis Hov Ochel Kulo. Amazing. So the Reb Chaim says that Rambam in Dalet Gimel Machalas Asuras is based on the Rambam in Gimel Yutes and the Hoshchita of Nevele Michaim. So you just have to point out that this type of nevela mechaim of an Oph Tahar has to be nisr tzura in order to say the din birya, because classical nevela is an nisr chaimer material which is no din birya. It is al pisfar, but you see the taz, they don't say that. It's all modeled after. It's kain d'oraisa. Okay. There is another tzvara that I saw brought up, but I don't really chop the tzvara, so I wasn't going to say it over. But as long as you brought it up, Lamai said the pashtus is what the way I said is that they were machna. Another, there's a birias chashivas mitzad that white yerchayev malchus because of its chashivas. Who did not me by bitl by taruvis? Oshema adin shelo batla mistaif mizeh she'ain shir lamalchus. It's kind of like, it's not that it was modeled after, it's like licht in the din. I don't know how different it is than the first side, but the way I think I understand it is like it's not like a Cain D'Oraisa tikkun, like the way we're saying it over like the Taz, it's more or less licht in the din. But okay, well, whatever it is, we assume that they're going to be similar. Okay, but I want you to know that Rambam. But this brings us to, yeah, real quick, the Tana.
The Hadara of Tzura versus Chomer, that's based on what's in the Torah. Like, the Vela could have been in Isser Tzura also, just with the Torah.
That's the nature of the Isser, correct.
Okay.
That's the nature of the Isser. Well said, correct. That's the nature of the Isser. Very good. That's the way the Rav wanted to describe it. So this brings us to the following. What about the Din of Birya, Lamaisa, when it comes to Hilchos Brachas? Fascinating. So Tosis and Brachas has a famous comment. It's also Tosis and Sukkah as well. Tosis and Brachas and Tosis and Sukkah as well. They claim that there's a Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi. He quotes B'Shem Rabbi Yosef in the Rashba. It's Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi, and you should never eat one little berry or one little grape. Berry is wrong. I'll tell you why later. We'll see. There's a shift. Because you get into a machlokes whether you say a brach achron or not. A brach rishon, of course. Even a kosh, you got to say a brach rishon. But a brach achron, if you only ate a birya, less than a revis, less than a kezayis, does that generate a brach or not? So that's a machlokes bavli yushalmi according to Tosfos. Okay? So machlokes bavli yushalmi according to Tosfos. Beis Yosef quotes it as well, Halacha L'maisa, and that's what Tosfos and Brachas on Lamed Chesed and Maskal Batzer. I think it's Lamed Chesed and Lamed Tesman Aleph. No, yeah, it's Lamed Tesman Aleph. No, yeah, Lamed Tesman Aleph. Yeah, Tosfos and Yuma and Ayin Tesman Dir Maskal. Tosfos and Yuma Daf Ayin Tesman Aleph. I don't know the Dir Maskal there. I'm sorry. And Sukkah Chavav Dir Maskal V'lo Birech. Again, the Rash for the Rosh. He also had some machlokes, the Rosh in his first draft, the Ra, the Miri, Shem Gadol Adairis, the machlokes Bavli Shami, and the Shulchan Aruch says, do me a favor, don't get yourself in a machlokes, be a Ben Torah. Reish Yud Sif Aleph. Yesh Mistapkin Lomar Sha'ak, Al Dorashu Kibriyasa Gon Gargal Shal Eina Vol Rimo, Shemavarkin Lachar Api Shemo Gazayas, Pein Nochon Lizarir, Shal Olecho Biria Pochus Migazayas. Do me a favor, don't do what he says. Don't get involved in this machlokes bavli yushalmi. The meila, don't do it. Okay. There is a second shita, the Rosh, that says If you're about to eat an olive and you take the seed out, b'shas achila, it's a birya, even though you didn't eat it with the pit. But your b'shas achila, you took it out, that's considered enough. That's a birya. Now, if you do it an hour before, that's not a birya. And then the third sheet is Rabbeinu Yonan brachas that says it's different. If the peri is the derech, if the pri is the derech to eat it with the garin, like an anav and a rimon, then lamaisa your chay mishum birya. It's different than a zayas or gadom, which is a derech, is not to eat it b'shlemus. It's not a birya. So it's only a birya when it's the derech to eat it with the seed itself. Okay? So those are three sheetas regarding brachas. Now, Reb Chaim quotes Lamaisa. It's very interesting. Very interesting, Lamaisa. I want to just point this out. How many Gemaras we saw because of Birya and Shas? Makis, the two in what? Kulin, right? Sadi Vavim and Beis and Kufam and Aleph. Where's the fourth Gemara in Shas? In Kulin, Daf Kufyud Tesim and Aleph, talking there about Kitnius. With Gabi Atuma, if it has a Shomer Latuma. So it's Mashra Kitnius Achas. One kernel has a Din Birya. So the Magen Rambam Sim Reishu Tzivkat Gimel says the Gemara says that one Kitnius has a Din Birya. Why is that so important? So Rav Gan actually pointed out that the Rav Lamaisa thought that Taisus Safek about Birya is only by the Shiva Minim that Eretz Yisrael was praised about. Then there's a din chashivis. But a pre-shalim from other parishes is no din birius. You don't have to worry about it unless you eat a kazayas. Whoa! That's the Rav's tremendous chiddush. So I saw the Rav is such a goin, I don't need to tell you. It's mechavit to many gedolei achronim before him. And listen to this chiddush. But the Magen Rambam says he thinks it's wrong. The Gemara invokes the din birya by kitnius. Whether it has a shomer l'tumah. That's not the shivis aminim. Please get that down. But it comes out of phenomenal chiddush. And I want you to get this. Lamaisa, it's interesting. It comes out, the way Reb Chaim says it, that Taisus and Chulin, Sadi Vavim and Av, that I told you, Evi Menachai and Of Tomei, Nemeil, Arbichlal, Birya, Nevel is not. Because Birya is what the Torah says by Namala. The Torah calls it the shame Namala. Nevel or Tevel, the shame isser is not in the Torah. It's an isser, general isser. There's no cheshivas in the tzipor dechita to be considered a birya. It's a general isser. And if you look in the Rishim HaShiurim on that Taisus and Sukkah, Chavav and Aleph, the Rishim HaShiurim from the Rav Zatzal, Rav Reichman Shita, the great Gaon, wrote it up. He quotes Reb Chaim, Hizbra Agrach Zatzal, it's Teirutzim, Shedin birya chal davka b'chefsa anesa b'tayrus birya. Isser asher it's mahavi isser b'tayrus birya shekain birya. Birya shall share its neseris. But Mokshatir Asa Isra Birya Gamachil is Birya Pchusum Kazayas Neseris. Kozum Besheris. Meshekin Nevela shall Neser Bitteris Birya. El Bitteris Basser Nevela. The Ekev Kachin Malkus Bachil is Birya Benevela. Nevela is Basser Nevela. It's a general Isra. But the Sheritz is the Isra Chefsa. Memela, it lends itself to this din of Birya. It's an Isra Chefsa. That's what Reb Chaim said. So where do I say the Rav get the Rav is mechavin? Listen to this, amazing. The Pnei Yoshu and Brachas in Lamaches and Maskel Imrabs in the Trishon or Chaim Simin Reishu those Beis Maskel Gam. Some of the Yishon the Chavis Yorah too brings up the side even though he's against it in the end. The Prima Godim in Lamaches and Beis in Rosh Yosef and Brachas says like this Pshat and Rabbeinu Yoina. There's a difference between a olive that has a seed, that it's impossible to eat it, Lamaisa, without it in Lamaisa. He says, Shein b'zeh din birya. So he says like this, grapes, which is the grape seed is eaten with it, is called birya. So he wants to say that the chiyu birkas nen in here is diraisa. Now this is a collector's item. Every time svar appears in Shas, it's usually diraisa. Where? Motzi Mechav Araya, Bava Kamen Mem Vomez, Lamali Kras Farhi. Pesha Asa Pesha Yitra Excellent, Nisana Tzubis Chopez Amanav, Lamali Kras Farhi. You know the Gemara says Farhi in Brachas Lamed Vav Amanav? Elas Farhi, Asa Lamal, and the Pnei Yoshua says Birkas Nen is Dear Isa. Unbelievable. Collectors, I heard this from Zalman Nechemi. Sleep to the great one in one of my Rebbeim. Pnei Yoshua says this, but the Pnei Yoshua also says that the Brach Achrona will be Dear Isa. Because sheretz, the Torah asks whether it's gadol or cotton. Shmo Aleph. Who would deny me in brachas? I got out the chumash. It all starts from the chumash, right? Torah shemesav, Torah shemal peh. Says eretz chita sahara, the gefen tainer of the rimon, eretz zeis shemen udvash. Pirachas posaches. Then skipping the posak yud. Notice it says chita sahara, gefen tainer of rimon. Then at the end it says, how did it describe Zayas? Zay Shemin. How did it describe a tamar? Right? Dvash is a tamar, right? In honeybees is the mishnah about, you know, Yad Shachat Dam, what you need for Heksher. But in the Torah, dvash is tamar. Doesn't say tamar, does it? It says Shemin and dvash, correct, Ellie? Yeah? So listen to this shtickle. It's amazing. Amazing shtickle. He wants a tiny. The Rosh Yosef, the Chaltav Asavat Arachdas by Geffen Rimon of the Tain of Rimon, where the Torah has a shame Cheshivas Miyuchud. Unbelievable. Whereas the rest of the Pasuk, it says Zay Shem and Udvash. That's not Bechlau Birya. You don't eat the olive pit. No one can eat a tamar like that. I guess a tamar couldn't be eaten all together, all at one. Maybe it's too sweet. So Rabbeinu Yonah, it's very Miyushuv. Zayas for Tamar, it's impossible to eat Bishlamis. So it doesn't say the din of what? It doesn't say the actual chefs of themselves. It says Zay Shem and Udvash. To teach you there is no din Birya. Meaning the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah is found in the Pasuk in Chumash. And the Keroris says the same thing. The din Birya is learned from the Pasuk Lagabi Shivas Aminim. The din Birya is Numen Pasuk Rak Lagabi Shivas Aminim. Wow! So the Rav is Mechavim the Keroira. In Brachas Dini Birkas Nen and Dimas Kashuv, I guess the Karen Orin Brachas, I never saw that, as a kunch is called Brachas. So the whole din of what? Shivas Aminim, the whole din of Birya is only found Lamaisa, that's learned from the Pasuk. I don't know if he's, the din Birya, Nilma Min HaPasuk, Rak Lekab Shivas Aminim. So when you want to talk about Birya by Brachas, maybe it's limited only Shivas Aminim. And maybe that's only Din Diraisa. Vachalta Vasavata Rakas by the things that are Gadol V'Katan, the things that have names. That's a din Birya. That's shaykh only by Geffen Tain of Rimo, where the Torah gives the Shem Chashimah, should never have been the Torah Shem Chashimah's Miyuchud. But Lagabi's Shem and Dayat doesn't say their name, so Mela doesn't lend itself to Birya. That's the Shtikl Torah Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's what the Rav's been Mechavim to. The problem is, the Magen Rav says, Kidneyus mentioned that fourth Gemara by Kidneyus. Kidneyus is not the Shivas Aminin. It's not even a fruit. It's legumes, right? And you still apply the principle of Birya. So it comes out, Lamaisa. It comes out that Lamaisa and Lechura, this would apply, Lamaisa, it's interesting, to Inissa the Rabbanan as well. The Prima Godim has, and we got to close, I'm sorry, we're going over. I just wanted to point out, Lamaisa, do we say this, Lamaisa, do we say Birya by Inissa the Rabbanan? So who has this suffix, the Prima Godin, in Chulin, Sarivav, Amraav, Dimraman, Nistapakti, but it's also in the Mishpatzot Sahav, in Simen Kuf, Sofos Aleph. Let's say, in Issa Draban, do you say the Din Birya? What would be the case? I was trying to think of the case. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Samachay Sifches, you have two Gidin, the inner one and the outer one. The inner one is the one that's Asim in Atayra. The outer one is only Asim in Drabanan. So you say the Din Birya on that. Suffolk in the Prima Gadim. Interesting. Also in Avram and Achai, that's Meduldo. That is only Nifresh Achar Shchita. It's also an Issa the Rabbanan. Shach and Simon Samach Beisiv Kantes. You also see it in Birya. And also the Prima Gadim actually has a suffolk. Do you say Chetzishir? Chetzishir by the Din Birya. I guess you ate only half of the cockroach or something like that. Would you say a din chetishir by that din? Halacha lemaisa. Suffolk also, it's in the Mishpatzot Zav, and then of Sof Sifkat and Aleph, would you say that din as well? Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow we got to go vayt to 4:15 to 4:30. We'll have Chabura B'Zashem. And tomorrow we got to go vayt. Keep plugging. Everyone should have a good fast, and there should be a Yom of Chesh Ben HaNefesh. And doing tshuva and becoming better b'nei Torah. Alright, very good. Great to see everybody. Okay. Yehuda, can I trouble you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you give me the ride for the main avenue and then appreciate it.